Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Warriors have it. Left to right they go. Draymond Green back on the floor with Butler, Pajemski, and Kuminga. The starting five out there now to close. Butler sends Pajemski away. Throws to Draymond. Draymond, pass to Pajemski. Back to Draymond. Over to Butler. Ball going side to side. Curry can't get free, so Butler goes to work to Draymond. Has to take a corner three, and it's good! Draymond Green, a clutch triple right there.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. He was on the call last night, 95.7 The Game, and he'll be on the call tomorrow as the Warriors have their home opener at Chase Center against the Denver Nuggets.
You going?
Probably not.
I'm going.
I'm going to wait until things settle down.
My brother has an extra ticket, so I'm his dad. Oh,
nice.
Oh, pause. He's taking me.
Okay.
So what?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, baby.
Warriors, good start to the season, no doubt about it. And you guys didn't get back to me when on my text thread that it's white.
I felt bad for you, man. I wanted to send you my login credential, and I said, the Steiny I know will say, Goody, you got it. Because I'm tired of offering stuff, and you don't do it.
This is whiteboard season.
I was busy.
Oh.
But what did you mean by whiteboard season?
It means this, like, we're going to whiteboard. See,
I wanted to know, I'm not asking.
If you've listened to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, it's clear they're on a 1 or 2 year timetable, but it can change at any moment. So we're whiteboarding the whole season. It started as a blank slate. It's a clean slate. That's what I'm saying. Like Jonathan Kuminga, it doesn't matter what he's done for 4 years. He helped the Warriors win last night. So that was good. Steph Curry, he was whatever.
Well, hit the shot to end the game.
Yeah, he hit the shot. They were up 7.
I love that, Steiny.
Clean slate.
My question would be how we're supposed to get all of that from two words.
Whiteboard.
Because you know when you whiteboard something, you know what that means.
Yeah, but you didn't. You responded to a text from something completely different. Like, the context of the message, we didn't know what you were saying.
So
I didn't know if you were crashing out.
No, I love that. I think it's a great theme. But we didn't know what you meant.
It didn't fit, Steiny, like when you typed it.
Don't
read what I text.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Let me read this from the 415.
Right.
Steiny, did you notice that GP2 replaced Pods in the fourth quarter after Reeves went by him 2 times?
I didn't notice that. Mm. I did notice he came back with Kuminga and came back with Butler and Draymond, but Kuminga stayed,
yeah.
I think. Let's take some calls. Let's go to AJ in LA. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
Doing well. 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. I have a couple things, man. I think that people can do whatever they want to, but the player comparison does a disservice to the player, the fan, the organization. The Jonathan Kuminga, Sean Mirror, Aaron Gordon, whatever you want to do, is trash. I'm just saying it right now. It doesn't give the player an opportunity to write their own book, you know, especially when we're looking at a guy that has totally a different position type, a body type than both players. A player that we all know that doesn't even want to be like them, don't even see himself like them. It's a disservice. So I think those calls are trash, probably need to end at some point. But people can do whatever they want to do. In terms of Jonathan Kuminga's game in itself, you know, Steiny was asking for the JK fans. So I'll say this. I think he gave a professional experience last night. It was a professional game, knowing that, you know, he's probably 75% out the door, and he needs to play a game that'll get him out of the door, because he obviously wants to go. He wants to leave. He know what needs to happen. He needs to play a game that's going to allow his stock to grow high enough for him to walk, and he can play his full-on game the way he want to play basketball. Okay? So, I think he played that way last night. He was solid, you know? And in terms of the rebounding, I didn't see anything different. You know, the only thing different from that game, I think he was pushing the floor a little bit. He was kind of making plays in transition a little bit different than what we've seen before. But in terms of the numbers, because everybody in this, all of the stat geeks like to look at the numbers. But if you look at the numbers, you'll see that per 36, he's rebounding like 7 anyway.
I'm going to say this to you. When he was in transition and Curry was right there at the three-point line, this to me meant so much, and you could say I'm doing too much and it's not fair, but last year in Portland where he missed Steph and Steph looked at the bench, it was like we were all watching Kuminga take a test, and the answer was right there just flashing. Man, you could take that ball to the rack, but that wouldn't be the good play. Get it over to Steph, and when I saw him look and give that ball up, Steiny, I said, that's all we're talking about, man. Not be yourself, but make that play and get it to the chef. And he did it, and the chef made it, and that's when I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
But, Goo, can we really say that was the right play? It was the right play for the Warriors, but in terms basketball, he was pushing in transition.
Hey, wow.
He had multiple options. Yeah. That option is the Warrior option.
Right, no doubt
Whenever
about it. No
his
doubt.
New team, when he gets to his new team, you know, at the halfway mark or at the beginning of the next season, he's going to push that ball down someone's throat.
That's interesting.
Appreciate it, AJ.
Yeah. But it's not the name on the back, it's the name on the front. And the play for the Warriors right there, Steiny, was get it over to the chef, and the chef drained it.
There's some stuff that I've noticed. One is he's giving the ball up earlier. Like, he used to get
the
ball.
Had a good back cut, too.
Kuminga would catch the ball, triple threat, hold, look, make a pass. And I guess he must have felt like the ball wouldn't get back to him. But what I've seen in the preseason and last night is he's just making the very simple pass to the open guy, and that is what I saw with the Curry pass.
Yeah,
Steph was open, he hit him, and it's an automatic, you know, 26 footer that's wide open. Like,
and Steph hit him with a pick and pop, just bam, play off of him, and he went up, and like, that's it.
The other thing is, he did play differently last night because he rebounded, and
9 of them.
He's the kind of guy who, if he makes a conscientious effort on the boards, I got to believe he can get you 6 or 7 just by accident every night. But here's the one thing that I think we got to be patient about with Kuminga. And it's, you know, like the last caller's talking about, when he gets to his next team, he's just going to be, he won't have to throw that pass to Steph Curry.
That's his bucket. Yeah.
I disagree. That's the pass you throw when you are a star and when you are a playmaker. Like, it, Jonathan Kuminga has got to figure out how to play with Curry and Butler as a third option before he can ever consider being a second option or a first option. Like, that's kind of the way I look at it. I feel like if he can figure out how to be the third option with Stephen Butler, then eventually, over time, he becomes the second best player on a team. And could he eventually become the best player on a team? I don't know, but you can't skip the step of just making him the best player on a team right away. He's got to figure out the best way to play with two of the all-time greats, and Draymond included. And it's his fifth year, and maybe he's figuring some stuff out.
Yeah, and I hope it lasts. So I hope he doesn't figure it out or starts to figure it out. And I know today is not the day just after opening night and a big win on the road, but the bottom line is I'm just keeping it real. Hopefully, Steiny, you know, he's here, and I want him here past the trading deadline.
Let's go to Chucky in Oakland.
Chuck.
What's going on, Chucky? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Had to get back with you guys today, man. Hey, if you allow me, can I ask you a football question before I talk about the Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, when you watch the telecast, and they say, oh, okay, they're going to go to New York. When they say they're going to New York, is it people in New York that's watching the game, or is it people in New York that's, you know, they turn to the game that the referees need a question to answer to, and then those heads view it, and whatever they say go. How does that work?
I think there's a refereeing crew there watching each game.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the answer.
Sure.
Okay, now for the Warriors, man. Yesterday, like I said, man, I want Kaminga to be the first man off the bench for him to start. And then a little bit after during you guys' show, you guys came with breaking news and said, Kaminga's in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
I said, whoa! I couldn't believe it. And so when I heard that, then during the game, man, see, first of all, like, I listened to the roast this morning, man, and, man, I was getting just pissed off how Sasky made a 180-degree turn on Kaminga. You know, after all the talk about his minimum cutie and everything, all the praise he was giving to Kaminga. But what I noticed about Kaminga last night, man, is that he rebounding, he's passing the ball. You know, and like you said, Stein, you spoke on the fluidity of his game out there, how he was quick to get rid of the ball. And Guru, for me, you spoke on how he passed him, gave the ball up to Curry. For me, what made that showed me that his game was different is that when he got the ball and he drove hard to the paint and he was in the paint and normally he would force something out, but he kicked it out the pod and Paul's hit that three. And I said, Kaminga! And I said, wow. And so I just want to ask you guys this. And he rebounding, and so it's the difference between rebounding the shot that you miss, but rebounding your teammate shot. That's huge, man, how he fouled his teammate shot. Mm. And my question is to you, you guys think, are you speaking on would he have started if
Moody
was healthy? Moody. So what I want to ask you guys is, what did Kaminga not do that Moody would have done that would have had him start in place of Kaminga?
That's a good question, Chucky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's going to be a decision for Steve Kerr when Moody comes back. Is Moody a better fit in the starting lineup than Kaminga? Did Kaminga have one good game and show Steve Kerr that he's capable of doing the things that he wants Kaminga to do? And maybe he rewards him with a spot in the starting lineup. I don't know how Kerr feels about the fit and whether he'll go back to Moody. And I get, but here's the thing, Gu. Like, I get it. It's who finishes. It's not who starts. But this is what does affect Kaminga is he may go from starter to coming off the bench.
No doubt.
Like in the first two or three games, and like that's
Moody's been through.
It's
that.
Not easy.
Yeah, Kaminga's been through that.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you, and I wanted to jump in with Chucky, Stani, but you played that sound that floored me that I forgot about, where in the summer, Kerr says he wants to work on that. He wants to work on playing Jimmy, Dre, and Kaminga. So maybe this has nothing to do with Moody, but just as a Dub diehard lifelong fan, I'm setting it up to where, what if he's giving Kuminga five games to start? He'll drive him, like, you know, he's got 82 to play with, but I feel like this is some type of reward for what you talked about and cited and I thought was nothing. And some people were making some, you know, pointing it out that he was trying to make an effort of playing different, and maybe this is a reward.
This is Steve Kerr on Kuminga's maturity.
I think he's really, really matured. You know, he's had a great camp. We've had some really good conversations. I think he has a better understanding of, you know, what we need. He saw in the first half, he took a couple of tough mid-range fadeaways that we don't want. He immediately held up his hand. He realized, you know, that was not the shot. He had, you know, a couple turnovers where he drove into traffic. And second half starts, and, you know, the whole talk at halftime was, let's use Steph Curry. Let's use his movement and put pressure on the defense, because we didn't do that in the first half. And Jonathan, the first few plays of the third quarter, it was beautiful. He screened for Steph, slipped to the rim. Draymond got him a bucket. We ran our split cut stuff. They both went with Steph. He hit the wide open three. I think he just has a better sense of what's needed now compared to past years. And
there you go. There's Steve Kerr. And it's year five for Jonathan Kuminga.
No doubt.
Like, I do think that this, to me, is kind of when a lot of players take a jump in their the start of their second contract, especially guys who don't get a huge opportunity when they first come into the league, like Kuminga didn't.
Yeah, and I know water's wet, and this is – thank you for sharing the obvious, Goo, but Stani, I'm watching not just Houston and OKC, but just even last year – the Warriors play a different brand of basketball, man, and they got three OGs that have done it that still got something left in the tank. And now, if you're telling me we're going to get this demonstrative Jimmy Butler, which we got all last regular season, if he's going to be that guy that can just manipulate the refs and get to the free throw line 16 damn times, I mean, that's a weapon in itself. And, you know, I didn't have Kuminga hoisting up 6 3-pointers. He did it last night, made 4 of them, and I bring that up only because you were concerned, and I was, about the lack of 3-point shooting, but we can watch that grow. But, Stani, this team is a good, smart basketball team, and if they can hold up, I mean, I'm not putting nothing – I know I said Western Conference Finals, so I'm going to leave that there, but I'm just feeling good about it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the 4-for-6 is –
every time he shot, I was like, oh, Jay.
Yeah, I didn't mind him at all. Okay. I thought they were all in the flow. Mm-hmm. And the reason I mostly didn't mind him,
because he was doing other stuff,
is because, like I said, if he didn't make threes last night, if he were just 2-for-6 from three-point range, he still would have had a positive effect on that game. In other words, it's not – last night was not all based on how many points he scored and how he shot it. But when you go 4-for-6 – and then you get 9 rebounds and 6 assists, and you end up with that kind of line, then it's not just a good game. You played a hell of a game because you made shots on a night when you did the other things that the coach has been trying to get you to do for 4 years.
Yeah.
Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv. How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Long time no talk to.
What's up, Marv?
Enjoy the show.
Thanks, Marv.
Hey. What's Stiney, you got it wrong to me, because what you're saying is it was all dependent on a change from J.K. to get his playing time and not putting it on the coach, Steve Kerr. Because that what you guys just played about Steve Kerr, what he said, you know what he mentioned? He mentioned 4 or 5 negative things about J.K. before he got to a positive. A coach is supposed to uplift you to do your best. Steve Kerr has not done that, and somehow you want a 19, 20-year-old, 21-year-old just come in, you're getting paid, and the coach doesn't want you there, but you're just supposed to play through it and say, play the right way. Like, no, this is partly Steve Kerr, and not partly, at least 50 to 60%, because don't forget, when Steve Kerr had the best team in the world, Jason Tatum and others who are superstars did not like the way he was coaching them. So you're talking like Steve Kerr is perfect. He is a winner, great coach, but he is not perfect, and he has not treated J.K. the right way to get the best out of his ability.
Appreciate the call, Marv.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at Marv, but, man, Stoney, I got to believe, you know, J.K. earned that, and that's what that was about. But that sound floored me, man.
Which sound?
The one where he said he was going to make a conscious effort to play those three together. And I'm on here right now trying to bring the game up last night on a play that I saw that I was sitting here like, man, but I can't find it. But anyway, yeah, I think, like, Steve Kerr's all in, man, and it's go time. You need to find out if this thing is going to fly, and we're going to see it, but we're going to see right now.
Yeah, I mean, the question I have is, are we going to, if this is who Kuminga is going to be, and we got to wait to see, I mean, are we going to spend the year relitigating whether Kuminga or Kerr's at fault for he's doing,
I don't
why
think
he's
go
doing
anywhere.
It this year?
Yeah. I don't think you go anywhere. But, Stoney, I did. I was asking Evan when I came in. I was trying to find it, a combo I liked last night. And, again, it's only game one, but let me give it to you. It had Steph, Richard, J.K., GP2, and Horford. I don't know why I like that one. You had an on-ball defender, two on-ball defenders, if I'm including J.K., GP2, and Richard. Stoney, I'm just a fan, and I know that he could go away and we don't see him. But the fact that Steve Kerr, and you've said it, doesn't like rookies – this guy's out there, and it's a one game, but we kind of saw that also in the preseason. But I thought Horford was better with that group than at the end, where I was like, man, he felt like me at the gym when the young cats, his game on the line, and I'm throwing the ball away because it's just going too fast. So,
yeah, and I mean, like, I don't understand why does Kerr like Will Richard? Because he's smart. Because he's smart. He knows how to play. He knows instinctually, like, what to do as a you know, playing 4 years where he played. So, I don't think Kerr hates rookies. I think he likes rookies that know how to play, and that's why he seems to reward some of the younger guys, but maybe not some of the other younger guys. All right. It's official. The Giants have a new manager. Tony Vitello. He's coming from the University of Tennessee, and the Giants have hired the first major league manager in baseball history without any professional playing or coaching experience. Tony Vitello is going to be the new head coach, new manager of the San Francisco Giants, and Buster Posey
taking
a shot here, and it's a risky move. It just is.
Yeah, but it needed to be done. And Buster obviously wants some passion. And I'm thinking about Ramos and all the times that I felt like from afar, Steiny, you know, Melvin's way or method, old school, or, you know, pat on the back and say everything's fine, you know, but I'm not going to take you out the lineup. You know, I didn't feel like that worked. I would have handled it different. You didn't ask. And I'm just hoping Vitello is one of those guys that – you know, is young, vibrant, and can connect with these players more so than a guy like Melvin. So you are right. It's risky, no experience. But, man, I think he's coming to a damn good team. Normally when you get fired, well, it happens everywhere. I'm thinking of Melvin with the Padres. Some shield comes in and gets that team. But, man, I'm excited just to see new young blood. And, again, this will be his first experience with the major leagues. I'm shocked.
How many do you know? Does he flip the spread? Do we know if he flips spreads?
No, but I'm gonna say
I know that was a prerequisite.
But I feel like he has the energy to do that.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean?
He ain't flipping no spread at the big league level.
Well, he can't come in to be timid. He's got to do what he did.
No, he can't come in acting like a know-it-all either.
I'll be interested. I love pressers. But whatever they introduce them, man, just see what
is. Love pressers.
Yeah, just to judge people on their mic game and, you know, the present. But don't forget the one with Coase that's live forever here in the Bay. We're going to run it some. Tom Sula, we're going to throw it some. Remember that? Oh. For Evan, we're going to run it some. Tom Sula, we're going to throw it some. With Coase, like, come on, first impressions mean a lot. That's all I'm saying.
D. Lou on the YouTube chat saying,
D. Lou,
you know, Jim, talking about Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, like the reason Vitello is such an outlier is He didn't play or coach. Like, I brought up Jim Harbaugh going from a college coach to a pro coach, but of course he played in the NFL, so he was at least familiar with the league when he was a quarterback.
No doubt.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win the season opener against the LA Lakers. How'd you like to be a Laker fan watching that last night?
Or a LeBron fan.
Exactly.
And we got to get on NBC for that whack-ass halftime show. What was that? 20 seconds per person.
20 seconds too long.
Hey.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Let me start over. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Command's here in the front court. Kuminga gets it. Bounce pass to Draymond. Shovel to Curry. Chased by Vincent. Bumping all the way in the paint. Throws it over to Draymond. He attacks the paint. Comes across the lane. Feeds Kuminga. Three to shoot. Got to take a corner. Three under duress. And he hit it. DeAndre Ayton was right there. But Kuminga got a good release on. 4 of 9 from the floor now.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Will!
All right, I like him now.
Who went up for Dibs and Goo?
Yeah. Congratulations, you're better than Wiseman and Butler.
No, Wiseman started, baby. Put this some respect on his name. He came in and he started.
Who's the guy? No, Wiseman said Steeny.
Steeny.
It's Jermichael Green with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Yeah. All right. I text Whitley to try to clear up the Draymond thing. I'll text Brownie. Well, we got to get him on the show, man. We can't be the show at the station. We're the most toxic show. I know that. But we can't be the show he says, I ain't cutting one.
Can I be honest with you?
We give him love, too.
I don't know why it happened. And according to sources, Draymond cut liners?
Yeah, it's like a rejoin.
He cut a liner for the morning show and Willard and Dibs, but not our show. But here's this. Now this becomes very important.
Then we're
Guru.
Putting up numbers.
Goo, I'm asking you.
Let it go. I can't.
Please don't beg him. That's all I'm asking. Please don't beg him. There's a pride that comes with that. There's a pride that comes with that. We don't need him.
And I got a source saying that ain't how it went. He might not have been asked to cut one for us. So.
Or he just forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan, it'll work out, Goo.
Yeah. My hair long today, huh?
I like it. You should grow it out.
But when a white guy and a black Oscar guy have Gamble. A conversation, hey, that's my guy, too. Dr. J had the best fro, though. Dr. J was the original Oscar, Snoop Dogg Oscar without Gamble. The marijuana, Evan.
Oscar Gamble.
Yeah, he had swag before we knew what swag was.
Don't
Dr.
sleep on
J.
Don't sleep on Bobby Tolan. He had a big one, too. The afro.
You ever have a friend with an afro growing up? The fact
Donnie
that
Coleman.
You really got to think hard about this one.
Donnie Coleman.
I'm like, damn, Stoney, where you live?
Donnie Coleman kept it short. Okay. Jeff Cotton kept it short.
So, no.
Charles White kept it short.
Well, you got brothers, though,
Stoney,
okay?
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's go to, all right. Giants have hired a manager, Tony Vitello. He's the 40th manager in club history, and he's coming from the University of Tennessee. Tennessee is going to be the first Major League Baseball managerial hire without any professional baseball playing experience or managing or coaching experience.
I would like to know, and you mentioned Posey in college, mm-hmm. how long they've known each other and when they met. Like, this is a big ask and a privilege for Vitello to get this job. And Stoney, why do I love he's the first one? You know, it's like, damn. Malone, the first one out of high school, right?
He just,
that's the first one I heard. Moses never went to college. He got drafted.
I can't remember if he was before or after Bill Willoughby.
Well, I definitely hadn't heard of him.
Willoughby right. played for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Well, he's only been at Tennessee for 8 years, so it's not like he played against him when he was in the SEC against Tennessee. I'm sure he's just got a stellar reputation and
won a national championship, Stoney, in 2024. Earned, get this, 6 NCAA regional appearances and 5 super regional appearances and 3 men college World Series appearances, 21, 23, and 24. So I can't wait. And I was asking about the presser. It'll be next Thursday.
Oh,
yeah.
He's got a lot of phone calls to make. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
There he is. I said he had to call today.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
First I call my name. And Goo, first I'd like to say you were spot on. No, we don't need to call in and say I told you so.
No doubt,
because,
man.
You know, and you were right on the button, so I'm not going to do that. But, you know, all he needs to do is play all the time. And Draymond even reiterated that. He said, the worst thing you can do now is put him back down.
Wow.
Okay? Now, you know, Draymond said that in his post. He said, you got to reward him. Draymond said that in his press conference. Now, why he's playing Goo? Do you remember Joe Lacob said he had a talk with Steve Kerr, and he said he'd like to see Kuminga play 25 minutes a game for several games. He had that conversation. Lacob said that himself. I watched him say it. When your boss suggests something, you know, like when your boss suggests you guys talk about the 49ers,
yeah, no doubt.
They don't tell you that. They don't tell you directly, but they said they make that little recommendation. So Kuminga's going to get his 25 minutes a game for probably the next 20 games, okay? So that's that. Also, too, what I like to add, give Kuminga credit, okay? Let's not nitpick everything, but give him credit for the lob pass he threw to Jimmy Butler on the run.
Nice.
That was a thing of beauty. That was just outstanding. Kuminga is doing all the right things out there right now. Let's give the young man credit. Let's not give the coaches all the credit. Give the players some of the credit. They're the one that's executing out there, okay? So I would like to see Kuminga continue to play like this, and I would like to let Kerr needs to relax. okay? He needs to relax and let Kuminga play his game. Kerr's not used to that type of athlete. Kerr hasn't had an athlete like Kuminga in his pros, in the pros. He never had a leaper. He had the Durant. He had the shooter, Steph and Clay. He never had a high flyer like Kuminga. Mm. I don't think Kerr knows how to coach that type of player. I really don't. Kerr's not perfect, okay? But he's got Stackhouse. Stackhouse was that type of player. He needs to listen to Stack. And I think he's helping Kuminga probably just as much as Butler.
Mm. Appreciate the call, Coach.
Good stuff, Coach. Yeah, I hadn't heard the Joe Lacob part, Stani. I mean, because, you know, up until he was getting the DMPs, I always felt like even on a bad day, Kuminga's going to get 20 to 25 before he got hurt last year before Jimmy Butler was here. But I hadn't heard that. But, again, I mean, the Warriors are 1-0. Stani, if you're telling me you guarantee me health, I'm putting this team up with anybody. And I just believe that the moxie, the know-how, the execution, it's not going to be all perfect. But if you're telling me we're back possibly in strength and numbers, you know, I'm here for it, man. Yeah. I really am. And I am curious to see if he gets to start tomorrow. And if he's not, I'm not going to come in here, he didn't start. But, man, you would think if that is a byproduct of what you cited about him trying, Kuminga, that is, playing the right way in the preseason, and I was sitting back with my feet on the table just like, yeah, right. But, man, this could be something we see moving forward.
Kuminga was asked last night about his defensive job on Luka.
I think for my past 4 years I've been here, they'll just give me those type of assignments, going out there, guarding the best players, and Luke being one of them. You know, I just try to go out there and just defend without fouling. Just trying to make his life a little bit harder. You know, he's still one of the best players in this league. You know, I'm not going to stop him every single time. Going out there, try to bother him. He's a great player. You know, just focusing on that assignment and trying to do my best. And I think just going forward, that's pretty much my assignment, doing those type of things, just making sure I don't foul, and that's it.
All right, Kuminga on Luka last night.
And all you can do to that Luka dude is, I mean, Stoddy, my mouth was on the floor, man. I already know I came in a couple years ago when he was with Dallas and went off saying how much I was infatuated with his game. But I just love, and James Harden's one of them in his prime, to give offensively skilled dudes and defense, because I like defense, Stoddy, their props. That dude was amazing last night, man. I'm just sorry. The skinny version. Dude is just good at the game of basketball.
When he's now, got the ball in his hands, yeah. He's really good. And when he's I got the that. Ball I, in his hands, he's I, a really, really good player.
I give you that. I ain't mad at you.
When he's got the ball in his hands.
Come on, Steiny.
Yeah, dude. Hi.
What?
You didn't.
Tell go. He help me out.
He is.
I know you don't like his game, but
forgive
who
me
else
the
is
teammate.
Supposed to throw the ball to on that team?
Because it ain't Aiden with bad. Those
okay,
are the worst hands
now
ever.
Now Aiden stinks, but you loved
I was wrong
a minute ago.
But I told you a week ago, I've been seeing he couldn't catch a cold in a you know what I'm talking about. He's good and skilled.
With the ball in his hand, he's a magician. How does he move without the ball?
It's almost like I don't care.
Well, exactly, you don't. But that's the difference between a guy like him and a guy like Curry.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can only play one way with Luka Doncic.
Harden was that way too, man.
Exactly. And I give Harden way more credit than Luka because Harden lost to those Warrior teams that were unbelievable.
Yeah, he took
them to the
he did
and took them to the brink.
But the ability to...
Oh, yeah, he's a great offensive player with a ball. There's no doubt, dude. What do you want me to tell you?
He's no, like, I'm saying he's better than right. Curry, though.
I'm not
You're
saying...
You're talking about him like he's... I don't know.
It truly is amazing to...
He is a great player with the ball in his hands. What is so mean about that?
Not Trae Young.
Look how you're smiling as I'm hugging you over here because you get where we're going. But Stoney, what about his range too? The step back just wop wop. Then I could take you on the glass, hit you with the 1-2 fadeaway off glass foul, and you like I don't get it. It's filthy, dude. Is loaded, man. Like. Man, that stuff is crazy. And Dallas traded him. And Micah got
and
traded.
And they might be better.
That.
Well, okay, so great.
I'm going to give
great,
you.
Great, he can cook. I'm but looking what if Dallas is better?
But talk to me
and
in
why,
6 years.
Why would Dallas be better now without Luka? Possibly.
Because they got lucky and got the number one pick.
That's part of it.
And they're the other
but now
part
they
of
can
their
play
team.
Like a team.
Well, they already did because they got to the finals with Luka's 90.
Okay. Again, how long ago?
2 years ago.
Okay. That's my point. Like, you can't win that way. And they got and they absolutely got smoked in the finals. Smoked. At least when Harden was least when Harden was doing it, he got as close as you could possibly get to knocking off a great team with that style of play, and he couldn't even.
Yeah, I would love to hear. They showed Michael Jordan, who's looking like Daryl Dawkins. I don't know. That's not my Jordan. And put the drink down, Mike. But I'm going to say this, because your eyes bloodshot. You survive Z. But you're my dude. But I will say this, Donnie. I would love to hear Larry Bird or Michael Jordan talk about what just how good Luka is.
They would tell you the same thing. He's a great player. He's a great offensive player.
But, Stoney, it ain't great. It's incredible.
Okay. It's incredible.
That's all I'm looking for. I'm done. Okay. That's all I'm looking for. But
man,
Stoney, my gosh, the dude is a walking bucket. Slow as molasses. That's what kills me. It's like I'm going at my pace.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Everything's got to be catered to him. Like here's the problem. Here's the problem. You guys say I'm talking about him like he stinks. I know he's great. I'm just saying when you get to that level, I don't think guys like playing with him.
Well, that you ain't got a fool.
When
got
you say
that.
Now that
LeBron didn't look
huge.
Like he was
huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge issue.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying
Josh Ram. Luka's a one-man show in a team sport. I get it. But, yeah.
Joel's in Berkeley. What's up, Joel? How you doing?
Hey, a couple of things I wanted to say. Shout out to Buster for trying something different.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
I hope it works. And then the other thing is, like, you know, I'm a Kuminga fan, and I do think, though, that the rebounds and the assists that he kind of added into his game a little bit there, especially the assists. I think he's a much better passer. It looks like he worked on it. I don't know.
Mm.
But maybe he's always been a great passer and I missed it. But he was a great passer last night. And then the other thing is I'm going to include Moody in this too, because I think he plays some great on-ball defense. But between Moody and GP and this Richard kid, man, we got some dudes with long arms and big hands, and there are going to be no passing lanes open.
Man.
I'm telling you, that those dudes with the super long arms and the big giant pan hands, the passing lanes are closed. They're closed. Do not do that. And I don't think Richard got – I saw him alter, like, just barely tip two shots last night. I know they don't give you they don't give you credit for a block unless you slap it back in somebody's face or something. But tipping a shot on its way out of the guy's hands, and then it misses the bucket by 2 feet, that's a block in my book. But he did that twice last night, didn't get credit for either one of those. And I think he caused two or three loose balls, too, that I don't think he got credit for. That kid is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like little blue slime. He's on you.
Nice.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Stoney, and you talk about the four-year college players, and I don't want to get over my skis, but I told you he stood out when, you know, I watched him in the preseason. I'm like, damn, okay, it's preseason. But, dude, he got 14 minutes from a coach Steve Kerr to where you got to be on it. So we'll see. It's fun to think about and then watch him go out and make some contributions.
This from Patton Lee. Pat, this is from fraudulent.
Yeah, I got you. What's he laughing?
He just, these guys are funny. Steiny, can we finally give up the notion that JK is a non-shooter? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. He shot 30% from three-point range last year, but last night he was 4 for 6. So yeah, I think in one night, he's going to get all the respect. It's not about whether, it's about will he ever get good enough for them to guard him out there. That's the next goal.
The
sin
is over if they come out. Like I get you, I get that.
I don't think it's over. Because
it becomes easier for him though if pump fake by you,
right?
Know?
But I still like when people last caller. He's a great passer. Kuminga's not a great passer,
and I wouldn't say.
But what he's done this preseason is he's just made the simple pass to the right guy who's open, and it is open things up for him, because I think he was holding it a count or two too long to try to make something happen. And when he gives it up right away, things keep moving. And then when it eventually comes back to him, I think he's in a better spot to score or to pass.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it.
And here I go. I'm going to quit doing my Luka thing. But our guy Jim Molay, and this is why I hate plus minus, Donnie. Luka minus 8 last night. That game is over by halftime if that Lakers didn't have Luka. So that's why sometimes plus minus can be unfair. The only reason they were in the game is his brilliance.
They weren't in that game, in my mind.
They were down 1 at half.
Right, and then they got down 17. They were down
went on a 9-0 run.
Right, they were down. Right. So the Lakers had 2 4-minute runs in that game.
Okay, got it.
That's it.
And it got to within 6 right, in the fourth with 3:30 left.
That's every NBA game. Like, I'm sorry. The Warriors totally controlled that game as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? Here's the other thing. It's the perfect game for Luka to get 43. Like, it's perfect. You know why? Because he can just score and we can just continue to lead by 12 points. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the Warriors didn't
matter. Yeah, if he had a center that could catch a lob. Aiden's hands are just, my gosh, you should just put cast on him. And then Richard help comes weak side defense, knocks the ball out of his hand. He's right there about to go up, and Richard just comes, give me that.
Oh.
Come on, Aiden, how long you been around?
Do you remember how much you wanted him?
I that's why I should be in a Napa State white jacket, because I'm crazy. I wanted him.
I know.
Now I know why they didn't want him. His hands are stones.
CJ is in L.A. What's up, CJ? How you doing, buddy?
What up, fellas? Last night, I was in the building, and I got a little flashback.
Nice.
I was at Open at Night in 2021. In 2021, yeah. In L.A., what happened at the end of that year? We got that title.
Mm.
That same game.
Oh, what's he got?
Jordan Poole was balling. Jordan Poole was balling that day. And I knew from day one, I'm like, if we're really trying to hang another banner, we need a young kid to step up and be great. I think JK could be what Poole was for us in the 2021-2022 season. And honestly, obviously, we get calls both sides of the fences and all of that. But most of the haters that hate JK, they don't have an athletic bone in their body. It's just that simple. And, like, also to point out last year, Kerr, within, like, 15 minutes of them playing, said that Jimmy and JK combo doesn't work. And that was actually insane. And I love Kerr, top 10 coach ever. But for him to give us just not even barely a quarter of minutes to kind of work with that chemistry was insane. And it took Jimmy to come out in game 3 to say we could work, we could thrive. And now Steve Kerr finally wants to listen. But anyways, about more of Kuminga, throughout these times, he's been looking over his back and standing, you play ball. Like, you know, you need a rhythm. Like, all these guys aren't Curry and Jordan and Kobe. Like, they need to have a rhythm and play through mistakes.
No doubt.
We all know the reason why Kuminga didn't get that opportunity. There's reasons we wanted Chip the first year, so we can't say nothing to Kerr about that. But over that time, we had some grace, especially the real fans who are the Oracle fans. Like, yeah. We knew, like, you win a championship, you have a little grace with us. So now it's time to do that 2-timeline period. They just didn't do it. They got a little greedy. We got knocked out by the Lakers in round 2. But we could have definitely groomed JK and got him to this point way sooner.
Hey.
But other than that, go ahead.
No, I was going to say good stuff, but we both played, man. I didn't mean to make you laugh.
I'm sorry. No, my bad. Good. Not for sure. My bad. Sorry. But I know Stein always brags about his college career. So my bad. I didn't know that.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. And there it is. Like, there it is. And I think he's right on the money. Kuminga was really good last night. Helped the Warriors win. Did a little bit of everything. What's going to be his role tomorrow?
Yep.
Forget how he's going to play. Yeah. I don't know. No, I don't know how he's going to play. What's his role?
You already know me. I'm pro. I hate to do the pro committee. But, Stani, if that's what you got from game 1, why wouldn't you continue that? That's just me.
Well, because if first of all, the Denver Nuggets are much different than the LA Lakers.
But you need size.
But what if Kerr believes Moody fits better with certain lineup?
I got you.
So
I'm just telling you what I would do. Why did he laugh so hard when I said we both played?
Because, you know, you're thirsty.
Well, I'm still playing.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you're still really thirsty. Super thirsty. Overly thirsty.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the Guru in San Jose. What's the quick jump in with Kuminga and Vitello?
What's up,
not
Goo?
Dick Vitale. Vitello.
Yeah. Vitello. Yeah. Hey, guys. What's going on? Great show. I wanted to give props to JK. I'll be frank. I've been one of JK's biggest critics over the past couple of years, and the way that he's played, the way that he's approached the game. But this preseason and coming into this year so far, he's played the right way, and it's playing dividends. You know, I think one of the things that he saw over the past couple of days is actually, frankly, guys like Dyson Daniels and guys like Christian Brown getting paid by their respective teams for playing the role that they're supposed to play. And I think a message got sent to JK, like, hey, if you play your role and you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get paid. And so I'm really happy with how JK has approached the initial part of this year so far. Obviously, he has to keep it up. And one point about like Tony Vitello, I watch college baseball and I watch the SEC and that guy, Tony Vitello, brought that program back from like the dumps that Tennessee baseball was not anything to be spoken of. And he brought that, that baseball program from nothing into one of the best programs in the country, right? So he has a lot of baseball knowledge. The Giants needed two things in my mind. They needed a guy who could help development at the major league level, and they needed a guy who could make in-game adjustments. And Tony Vitello is both. Now, is it a risk? Okay. Yeah, it is a risk. And I think his passion it has a chance to get rub people the wrong way, especially right, the guys who've been in pro ball for a long time. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Thanks, Guru. Good stuff. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors. They opened their season with a win against the Lakers last night, and the Giants have themselves a new manager, Tony Vitello, who last coached at the University of Tennessee. First manager who's ever been hired without any playing or coaching experience at the major league level. If you want to weigh in on that, you can do that too at 888-957-9570. You can also head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment also sponsored by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.